Hello, hello, and welcome. Today you are catching me as I go live on my Celebrate Everything Facebook community. If you've not been in there yet, you're definitely going to want to pop in at least Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So today I'm going live, and what does that mean? It means I'm going to be capturing this recording as you and I chat on here, as you're listening to this particular live. You can actually go and watch me go live online. And it's awesome because today we're talking about focus on what you want, not what you lack. So stay tuned, get comfortable, grab your pen and paper. I know there's going to be some points and some questions. And again, if you want to circle back, not only will I put everything in the show notes, but you can always join us in this private community, and the link can be found on my link tree. Thanks so much. Once again, it's Sonia here, and this is actually August 12th, and I am recording this live, but actually, yeah, it will be airing pretty close to the same date, too. I think I'll be posting it right away today, so that is really cool that you are so live, that it is happening in such real time. So join the conversation. If you have any questions, let me know. I'll make sure I reply to them. And thanks again for joining us on today's episode, which is session number 12, episode number 156. Blows my mind every time. Stay tuned. It's another episode of my Saturday Lives, and I just want to welcome everybody and thank you for joining me, whether you are catching the live or the replay. Thank you so much for sharing some of your time with us, or with me here at Fresh Approach Fitness, a wellness company. Still working on landing on that right name that works for me. There's been so much evolution in the last 3 or 4 years that we'll see where it ends up landing. So just to give you a little bit of backstory, as we're waiting for members to show up today, I started off as a personal trainer. So I had a studio. I was helping people change their lives from the inside out. And I still do that. And what happened there is COVID. COVID shut me down. A little world health crisis had a big difference in the day-to-day life. Good morning, Jody. Nice to see you. Good morning. Actually, that was a great reminder to shut off my phone. So then I transformed my focus and my ability, and now I am reaching out to everybody on a greater wingspan as we work in the areas of meals, movement, mindset, and your relationship with money. So before we dive too deep into today's session, which is all about focus on what you want, not what you lack, I'm going to share a couple of things with you. There's going to be a few new people here, a few people catching the replay. So yes, please do what Jody did and introduce yourself, say good morning, let me know you're here if you're catching the live. If you're catching the replay, please put replay in so I know. And honestly, thanks, Anne. Hey, Rachel. Yeah, go ahead. Put where you're from. Rachel's from Virginia. I love that. If you want to put where you're from, that's great. So this is an interactive Saturday Live. So my weekly lives, Monday to Friday, Motivational Monday, Transformation Tuesday, Wellness Wednesday, Thankful Thursday, and Check-In Fridays, those are not as interactive. I don't sit here live and answer your questions. Here, you have an opportunity to ask me anything, to be a part of the dialogue, and it's completely different. And this is what I am, the community I am building in this group. And if you are somehow catching this outside of the group, hey, Charlene, send your friends here, come into the group here, because this is the community Celebrate Everything. I know today, just for all of you that are watching this, not only will it be recorded and shared in this group, this one will actually be episode 156 of my podcast. So, oh, Charlene, I just read what she said. I'm not wearing my glasses. And she's like, love you. And I'm like, you're a doll. You're a doll. Thank you, gorgeous. Sorry, sidebar. You're going to get sidebars when you listen to me chat a little bit or when we talk. That's just the real life me. And I encourage you to be the real life you in this space, in this community. So this one I will be sharing to my podcast. So if you haven't been listening to my podcast, you can go ahead in my link tree, which I put in my notes description, and I will put in here, And there you go. There's my Linktree. So a couple of resources in my Linktree. You can have access to my podcast, 156 versions, episodes, I mean. For some reason, Spotify isn't being listed there like it was. So you just want to search my first and last name to find me on Spotify. There's a bunch of assessments in here as well. So in the assessments, for everybody that does an assessment, I don't know if you're aware of this, I offer a free one-on-one assessment to go over your report review. Take advantage of that. So guys, who's ready? Who's ready to pop in? And I think I said there was two things, but I'm going to, I remember what my second thing is now. So keeping it real, right? The energy and the enthusiasm. So there is, oh, thank you, Rachel. What a blessing. And I'm going to share this. Rachel says, I love talking to you and you've been helping and I love your podcast. So thank you, Rachel. I appreciate from the bottom of my heart that comment. Okay, so two more things today. As we get started into today, I'm not sure who has heard this analogy. So I'm going to just revisit this and share this with everybody right now. What would it take to knock down an elephant? Go ahead and put your answers. I'll just patiently wait my turn. But what would it take? Hello, Susan. Always a pleasure having you here. Guys, what would it take to knock down an elephant? Go ahead and put your answers in. Sit on this. We'll wait a couple seconds. Okay. So as we're waiting for the answers to come in, I'm not going to have too much dead air here. But when you think about what it would take to knock down an elephant, in most cases, a lot of people really don't have an answer to that question. Ah, you need to be stronger than the elephant to knock it down. Excellent. Oh, the question is, Jody, what would it take to take down an elephant? Determination. So determination is an answer. You have to be stronger than the elephant. And those are some great answers, guys. There is no right, wrong here. It's a matter of making you think differently, which is what you're going to get when you show up to these lives. It takes a lot to knock down an elephant. Would we all agree on that? An elephant is so strong and sturdy and can get through anything. So in terms of what it would take to knock it down, think about that. It would take something so strong, stronger than that elephant. It would take determination, like Susan said, and it is such a powerful source. So what if you created your life like those legs of an elephant? Meals, movement, mindset, your relationship with money. What if you built the foundation of your life just like the legs of that elephant? What do you think it would take to knock you down? Nothing. It's going to take that same level of determination. It's going to take somebody stronger than you to knock you down if you build your life with that much strength and agility and such a strong foundation. So as we're moving into today's session, I want you to keep that in mind. My goal is to help you build your life nice and strong like the elephant. And when I say your relationship with money, I just want to be clear. It's not what's in your bank account. It's a little bit about what we're talking about today when we talk about what you want versus lack. Okay. Today, I have something special for all of you. You ready? I am doing a giveaway. So for those that have been following along, you know I do spontaneous giveaways. My giveaway today is the Design Your Life Your Way Getting Started Guide. This one is amazing. So I'm going to flip you through it right now. And for those that are on the podcast listening to this, you guess it's an excuse to pop in and watch the video here on September 12th, 2023 in my private Facebook community. So this page right here is just an intro about the Getting Started Guide. And I'm not going to take you through the whole book. I'm just going to share some of the highlights. There is an action guide here for you to make a commitment to yourself and what it takes to stick to it and your reason for why you want to get started. And I'm sharing this because not everybody's going to win one, but you can also go and buy one. And I have some local copies here if you're local. I can sign them, mail them, send them out. Here is a page right here about a story. Does it sound familiar? Because I know this story will relate to all of you. There's a small little section about why change is hard. And I'm sharing this because it's going to help you. Oh, you love it, Rachel. When I showed you some of the stuff in the book, yeah, you're going to absolutely love this. So first of all of my books are undated, all of them. I have a section here on emotional eating. Now, this is the fun part. Well, actually, it's all fun. It's kind of like having different children and you have favorites, right? But you don't really have favorites. You just play along that you have favorites. So on this page, this one says daily affirmations and gratitude journal. And it's not dated, but the book isn't very big. Like even the pages aren't numbered, but the book is not very big. So here is a section where I walk you through specific affirmations, gratitudes, and 30 days of journaling is in this space, in this little book. So I just popped it open. There's a journal space for day 19 with a probing question. Everything on this camera is backwards. So, okay. So there's a couple of extras in this group and it's called the bonus toolkit. Okay. In this section, we've got a spot to track your bills. So you've got everything in one spot. Remember, we're building our life as strong and steady as an elephant. So we also have a whole bunch, not in this book, but a whole bunch in my quarterly planner. You'll see this page very often, and it is your grocery list and meal planning ideas. Then you have a savings wall right here. Oh, Susan, you love to journal now. Awesome. This is huge progress. Susan, you never used to journal, did you? Check out this book list. So if we have any avid readers in this group, this is an amazing book list where you write down the book that you want to read and then you color it in once it's been read. And this is how you know how much you've read throughout the year. You can color code it however you want. All right. I want to show you a few more things and then we're going to get into today's lesson. Okay. I have 6 days of menu planning. Very quick day plans right here where it takes you through breakfast, snack, lunch, snack, dinner. Recipes are there. And on the electronic copies, which you can download electronically, you actually have links to where you can get some of these products. Now, some of it's changed, but you can always DM me and I can let you know my product recommendations. So somebody today is the lucky winner for this particular book, The Getting Started Guide. So you're going to want to follow along, catch us live, and earn yourself a copy of this book. Like I said, they're on Amazon. The link is in my link tree. And I want to go back to answering Susan's question. So when I said to her, when I said a few minutes ago, Susan, you didn't get a chance, you've never journaled before. For those that are listening to the podcast version of this, she said that, no, it's a goal that she wants to accomplish. So this is where having a habit tracker will come in quite handy. Rachel and I talked about the habit tracker the other day, and it is something, again, I can help with. Whether you're catching this live or the replay, or you're curious as to what it is, let me know. Perfect. Rachel, and because I know she doesn't have this book yet, and I know she wants to get her hands on it, she said she is starting to journal today and that she's using her index cards for her reading log. I love it. And in this group, I actually did a survey a couple days ago about who likes to read, when you read, and why you read. For those that don't know, I do offer, and it's in that link tree as well. I'll put it in here just to keep it fluid. In my link tree, which will be in my show notes, it's everywhere, there is a link to my Mastermind Book Club. I encourage you to take a look, whether it's just something you're curious about. Tap in, because it's one thing to read a book. It's another thing to discuss it. And it is the next level to keep yourself accountable to the work that's in it and how you want to apply it. And that's why there's a cost to this group. So whether you're working somewhere and you've got a couple of friends, or you own a company, or you're in network marketing, or you're just curious about up-leveling your life, you definitely want to take a look at this book club mastermind. Okay. It's in the link. And Susan and Jody, I love what's happening here. And this is what you see in this community. Jody's commenting how journaling changed her life. And Susan is complimenting Rachel for her progress and how she's going to start where she's at. And why this is phenomenal is normally we wait for a reason to get started in any action that we want to take. We wait for the doctor to say, oh, you've got high blood pressure, or you're pre-diabetes, or somebody in your family gets really sick. Most of the time, we really believe we are invincible and that nothing is going to happen to us. You see, I was chatting with a girlfriend this morning, and her parents came in for an out-of-town visit, and that meant that they spent a lot of quality time together. But quality time is different for everybody. And then she felt guilty for not feeling on the same page or not feeling in alignment with her family. She's in her mid-50s. I am now 50. And the time that we give to other people is an eye-opener. This is a choice that we're making when we choose to give our time to people at this point in time in our lives. It changes because there's a wake-up call. And this is what we talked about this morning. She doesn't know if this will be the last time she's going to see them based on their age and their health and their stage. And that's a little scary. The older we get or the more situations that we're in, we choose our time differently. So kudos to all of you, however you're listening to this, however you're engaging with this, for showing up for yourself. This is what's going to help you make the rest of your life the best of your life. And Rachel, thank you for sharing so much that you love your habit tracker. We went over it the other day, and she's taking time to set it up, and I encourage you to do the same. Taking time to set it up, and then when you're ready, get started. So who's ready to get started today? We're going to jump right into today's session, and there are 11 other sessions before this one. So there is some notes. There is a download that you can have for these sessions. It is somewhere in here. I don't know if it's, I hope you find it if you need it, but it is certainly in this group. It's called a guide. And sometimes I put up extra pieces of homework per session as well. So when I say focus on what you lack, sorry, pause, hard reset. I'm going to have some water and catch my breath. You heard that? That was a nice, intentional, deep breath. See, breathing centers us, and I get excited. I am passionate. I get excited, and that comes across. So, taking a second, collecting my thoughts, breathing myself into composure, I'm ready to get started. So is Rachel. I love that. She's excited to get started. So, focus on what you want, not what you lack. It's during our darkest moments that we must focus to see the light. Who can relate to that? I'm going to repeat it again, and I'm going to type it up if I can while I'm waiting for you guys to let me know what you think. It is during our darkest moments that we must focus to see the light. I know I can completely agree with this statement, and I'm sure most of you can too. It's sometimes very hard to see through that deep, dark tunnel. And when we're in that space, it's so easy to think about what it is that either got us in that space, and then we repeat that story, and then we're letting the universe know, or our intentions or our thoughts know, that that is the story. And when we're saying that story over and over again, we're holding on to it. It's true to us right now. So this rings true to me. It's really hard to see what else is possible when you are in the middle of walking through that deep, dark tunnel. Yes, when you are in a good space, it's easy. When you are in a dark space, it's hard. And we've all been there. Yeah, Susan, I got it. And I know we've all been there. You don't have to be in your mid-50s to get it. Maybe this is the only time of your life that you admit it. And I want you to admit things here. So the number one reason why people are not getting what they want is because they don't even know what they want. The number two reason is that while they are telling themselves what they want, they are concentrating on what it is that they don't want. And what you're concentrating on expands. Every time you repeat that story, that same story of, well, this happened and this happened and this led to this, and now you're a victim, and that story expands. So you are actually attracting more of the same. I'm going to share what you said, Susan. Susan said, I have grown and learned a lot this year. So I'm going to share something special about Susan is I met her, I don't know, maybe 3 years ago, Susan, maybe 4 years ago, and we did some work together. I know she joined my fitness classes and did some of my workshops. I also know that we've had a lot of conversations. And it doesn't matter what somebody says to you, it doesn't matter the details when they come in, nothing will change until you are ready for change. So I love her statement where she shares, I have grown and learned a lot this year. It's not saying that she hasn't in the previous years, it's that layering foundation of information finally clicked in this year. This was the year she was meant to pick up that information. And let that be a lesson to all of you. All of you. Just because you're hearing this today, this isn't necessarily the first time, but this could be the time. Right here, right now, this could be the time that changes everything for you in your life. Rachel, I'm going to share what you said. She puts everyone first and she's working on putting herself first, and that's a struggle. And I can attest to this. Every time I talk to Rachel, she is busy tending and doing. And it's not that she's not seated and settled, it's that their priorities come first. And Rachel, I'm really proud of you for admitting that this is something that you're working on because this is not new. I actually talk about this. This wasn't my intention. I wasn't going to bring up these books, but it's actually perfect timing. And why not, right? I'm offering this for free. So if somebody's going to decide that they want to work with me or even simply buy one of my books, why not? So, Rachel, in this book, I don't know if you've seen me talk about it, it's called Your Story Matters. It is a woman's self-love, self-awareness workbook. This is the very first one I did. It's on Amazon. And if you go to my link tree, I offer a course to take you through this. But for anybody that has this book, and Susan, do you have this book? I'm trying to think of who's on and who has the book. It's hard to remember after all these years. On page 13, there is a section, and it's called Burnt Toast Syndrome. And this is exactly what Rachel is going through right now. Everything that you see right here. And I am going to take a second and read you this paragraph in here. See how you relate to it. And then we'll jump back to the session. Are you suffering from Burnt Toast Syndrome? Imagine this scenario at breakfast. You make toast for the family, but two pieces come out a little darker than the rest. You could leave them on your plate for someone else to pick up, or you could put a couple of new pieces in the toaster, but what do? You eat the burnt toast yourself. And that's one of a million things we do to ourselves all the time without giving it a second thought. It's not that we're treating ourselves badly, it's more that we're not treating ourselves well. Why, you ask? It is that women, and especially mothers, tend to unconsciously treat themselves as less important as those around us. It begins with the tendencies of mom to leave the worst for last, such as herself, and to make sure the rest of the family is all right. And I'm not going to share more because now we get into it, but how does that relate? I mean, how many of you can relate to the burnt toast syndrome? I know I can. I used to be that person 100%. Not just the burnt toast, but the clothing and the laundry and the food. And I used to say if I could eat as well as my girls did for their lunches, I would be so fit. So yeah, the burnt toast syndrome spoke loud and clear to me when I was putting that together. It was like so fluid. Okay, let's get back to what we're focusing on versus lack or want. So remember, when we're concentrating and we're thinking about things, what we think about expands. So remember to focus on what you want from now on. Where is your focus? Is it on the positive or is it on the negative? Is it on the past or is it on the present? Do you focus on problems or do you focus on solutions? This is all critical. I'm going to add an insert here. Think about the five people you hang out with the most. The five people. It can be people online. Maybe you listen to my stuff every single day. I would be one of your people. Maybe it's your partner. Maybe it's your best friend. Maybe it's people at your work that you see every day. So the five people you hang out with, even inadvertently throughout the day, you are a sum of. So think of those people. How often do they complain? How negative are they? Do they come to you with their problems? How is that relationship, those relationships, impacting you? And I'm saying this with a grain of salt because you're a lot more subconsciously picking things up than you realize. So when you focus on what you want from now on, that changes the dialect. That changes the conversation. When you focus on the positive over the negative, which can be extremely hard when you're going through that dark tunnel. Extremely hard. And do you worry about things that you can't control in the past, or do you keep in the present? Do you look down where your feet are, wiggle your toes, and smile a little? That's a great example, a little exercise for everybody to do right now if you're in the moment with me. Literally wiggle your toes and smile just a little bit. You can't help but smile. Rachel, thank you for sharing that. She focuses on all the positive in her mindset. But you didn't start there, did you, Rachel? I know you didn't start there, and you can go ahead and correct me. I'm a very positive person, but through my mindset work, I have dialed that up quite a bit. So here's where the law of attraction goes wrong for most people. And then they give up, and then they say it doesn't work, and then there's no point in being grateful for everything if you don't think things work. So it says, people would say, I'm attracting money, I'm prosperous, but they give the same focus most of the time that they give to their bills, that they don't have the money to pay. The money goes out, the fact that they're not earning too much. What do you think happens? It's a revolving cycle. So what happens here is you're not stepping into the feeling of what it's like to have money. So when you say, I'm prosperous, I'm attracting money, leave it at that. Leave it where you're smiling and you're joyful. And guess what's happening to your insides? Your vibration is getting higher and now your thoughts are expanding. And that, my friends, is what you're going to get. But you have to step into the energy, because if you are stepping into the energy of the glasses, as Susan was saying, the glasses half full, or there's not enough, or you don't have enough to pay the bills, guess what's going to happen? You're not going to have enough. You are going to be attracting more of the same things that you don't want. Ah, Susan, thank you for adding that. This year she has stepped back from a friend who has a glass half full. And it took awareness to do that. Not just courage. Let's not even talk about the courage. Let's talk about the awareness that starts. That person was no longer in alignment. And it doesn't mean they won't ever be friends. It doesn't mean that Susan's never going to talk to this person again. It just means it's going to look different. And she's creating space in her life for that next person. We do rotate those five people subconsciously. Every 6 months, somebody drops off. Somebody else comes in. Of course, you got your core people. But your core people might not be who you think they are. Okay? Susan, thank you. I'm going to expand on that. The person that she let go of was because she's always complaining and bad things seem to be happening to her. And then she was noticing this trend. And that's a very interesting piece of awareness as well, because that trend that you're noticing in one person, you probably have it too that somebody else is noticing it to a different degree in you. Remember, our friends are the mirrors of our lives. That's why we're attracted to them. It's either in collaboration because we are so similar, or it's because we are in contrast and we like what they have. It's not at all a competition, but they're showing up in your life to let you know what it is that you can have. So I appreciate you sharing all of that, Susan. Okay. You will attract more of what you focus on. Your energy will flow into the direction of your focus, and your focus determines your overall perception of the world. So if you focus on opportunities, then you will see more opportunities. If you focus on success, success will come to you. And I've got a couple questions, but before I do this, does anybody have any ways, any tips before I share mine that you can use to help you focus on what it is that you want in your life? And while you type that up, I'm going to read these questions to you. Then I'm going to type them up a little bit later and add them so you can see them. But remember, my question to you is, what tips do you have to help you step into that focus, even subconsciously, where you're stepping into that energy? So when you're asking and you're doing your mantras and you are saying things, I'm attracting money, or I'm prosperous, or I am, it is safe for me to be healthy. It is safe for me to be an employee and be an effective business owner. When you're saying these affirmations, how are you going to step into that feeling? What are some of the tips that you have for me? And then I'm going to share what I have for you. If you don't have anything, that's okay. In the meantime, I'm going to say these questions. Okay, the first question is, how can I improve this situation? The second question is, what can I be thankful for? The third question, what is great in my life right now? The fourth question, what could I be happy about right now if I wanted to be? The fifth question, will this still be important in 10 years? And I have a great little mantra that, or a great little question that I ask myself that goes in alignment with that. Is this a 5-minute problem or a 5-year problem? And if it's a 5-minute problem, I let it go. I completely address it differently. I let it go. Next question is question number 6. What is great about this challenge? How can I use this to learn from it? I've been off on health leave, medical leave now since May. I'm not intended to even, if I'm working right now, if I'm working with clients, is the only way that I'm really working right now. So I can have the freedom and flexibility to take care of myself. So really it's owning my schedule and owning my calendar so I can own my life. And that includes healing. So everything looks different for me right now. But what is great about this, what is great about being off on medical leave in May, since May, is that I've discovered that this is what my body and life needs. How can I learn from this? I can learn from this in so many different ways. How much I've healed. I can look back and see how far I've come, right? I can meet and interact with new people. I can really take this time to up-level my education and my qualifications, or I can rest and heal. There is no pressure. I'm living a life without pressure right now. That feels amazing. How do you think that impacts my vibration and my energy? It makes me want to give and share more, which means now I'm serving, which is going to attract me the right people. Do you see how this snowballs? And this is for me working with inflamed nerves in my head. How I came to this conclusion, how this is all working out for me. I go to bed every night and this is one of my affirmations. Well, I have three. I'm going to share them before I ask you the next, or I mention the last question. Everything is working out for me. The universe has my back. If it's meant to me, it won't go past me if it's meant for me. And the last one is, what I am seeking is seeking me. These are what I say over and over and over again. I know there's another one that I'm just missing right now, but I say these over and over and over again at night, at least 3 or 4 times before I go to sleep. So these are the last thoughts on my mind. The last thoughts. How powerful is that? They're also the first thoughts in my morning. Okay, the last question that I have for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Question number 7. What can I do to make things better? Okay. So there are 7 questions that I will be putting in here. Not in this particular one, but I'll do a separate homework thread. And I certainly encourage you to journal on these or to do what I do. Sometimes I'll pull one of my oracle cards and I'm not journaling on it right away. I will read it. I will sit with it. And then when I go to journal, those thoughts would have grown or settled throughout the day. Then I will journal on it. Same thing here. You don't have to answer these questions on the spot. And if you do, great, write them down. But if you don't have the answers, that's okay. I don't know if anybody's ever shared with you the difference between life coaching, a life coaching community, versus the education system. See, we're actually here as coaches to make what was wrong right. And let me follow up with that. I'm not saying the education system is doing things wrong, but remember how you felt when you were in a schoolroom and the teacher asked you to put up your hand for a question or to answer their question. They're like, who has the answer? Put up your hand. And there were some people in that room, and maybe it was you, I know it was me sometimes, that didn't want to put their hand up because either you might be wrong or you didn't do the homework or you just weren't sure or you weren't comfortable. And then you were the one that you were that was picked on, right? Because you didn't put your hand up. And then you're feeling all of these things. And then what you're feeling comes true because she says something or he says something. Oh, you didn't know. Oh, you didn't do your homework. Like it was kind of reinforced. So here in a life coaching scenario, everything's completely different. If you already know the answers, you don't need to be here. If I'm asking you these questions and you already know all of the answers, you're at a different level, my friends. That's okay. But if these are questions that stop and make you think, you are in the right place. This is meant for you. This is the right time for you to be listening to this. Even with the podcast, you might follow up and find this podcast 6 months from now. This is the right time for you. There is no right wrong. If you don't know the answer in a situation when working with me or when working with other coaches, that's a good thing. That means you're learning something new or a different perspective on it. There's nothing wrong with that. And this is where I'm saying, as coaches, the industry here, we take a lot of things that were wrong and try to make them right in terms of you don't need to know the right answers. You don't need to ask for permission to ask a question. You know, you're doing just fine, just the way you are. And I want you to know that, all of you today. Okay, Rachel had a couple of comments that I do want to share, and then we're going to be signing off. So if there's anything else that you want to add or talk about today's topic, please go ahead and put them in the comments. Again, if you're catching the replay, put replay in here and then put your questions in and I'll get them. And if you know of somebody that needs to hear this message, send me a quick DM or send them a link to this group and we'll get them in here so they can see it, hear it, listen to it. If you're catching me online or on Spotify, it's episode 156. So I'm going to read Rachel's comments here. We're talking about challenges, you know, and changing your energy and what can be done differently. So Rachel is working on new challenges and that's keeping her going. So she's learning now that she needs something fresh in her life to keep her going and motivated. Okay, Rachel, I love this affirmation. As I take on new challenges, I feel calm, confident, and powerful. You see, Rachel, or Susan, thank you so much for chiming in on that. And Rachel also shared that she is reading Rachel Hollis's book, Girl, Wash Your Face, which will help her step into her focus. So she's doing these different methodologies to help her connect and reconnect with the core being that's dying to come out inside. And we've got more support going on in the group with Susan encouraging Rachel on her affirmation. And on that note, I had mentioned quite a few affirmations today. Start there. see where they evolve. You're going to blend your own. It doesn't matter what they look like. You're going to blend your own. When I notice my lack is different, when I notice my focus is different, I move my body. I will go for a walk. I will put my hands up like in the shower and do a little wave up high over my head and share my gratitudes. I will journal. I have a few things on my switch list. And I've done a post on here. I'm sure if we hashtag switch list in my Celebrate Everything group. If not, I'll see if I can find it and post it on here. These are some ideas that help me switch my energy and my personality around. I've got a whole bunch of things listed on there. So take something, take a tool for what it's worth and apply it to where you can in your life. Guys, do you have anything else for me today? Okay. You might be typing something up. I can't see it, which means I won't talk about it right now, but I will reply to it later. I don't want to hold you all up. But thank you so much for creating space in your life to be here today, for sharing with all of us today. I am sending you so much love and light. I want to say maybe 3 Saturdays a month on average I'm here. I know I took 2 weeks off, one for my birthday and one for a weekend away that we were doing. But besides that, I'm routinely here Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's such a joyful opportunity to be able to share with you my thoughts and insights. And I'm so excited about next week's topic. Watch your words. So make sure you stay tuned for that. I am sending you so much love and light today, my friends. And let's talk soon. Oh, I didn't do my giveaway yet. Okay. Here's the thing. The giveaway for this book, for being live, right here. These 7 questions, send them back to me. You can either send them back in a private DM or you can confidently post them in this group right here in this post, in this feed. Tag me in it. For every person that does all 7 answers to these questions, and I'm going to repeat the questions one more time so you have them. So the homework piece, and I'm going to write this down so I don't forget. I don't know where my piece of paper is. Okay, homework piece. All 7 questions. And if you're listening to this on the podcast, get it over to me. sonyajanisse@gmail.com. Just send me an email and you will get into the replay category. Okay, guys, I'm going to do 2 draws. One for the replay and one for the live. One for the replay and one for the live. So if you're catching the replay, hashtag replay. If you're on the podcast, get on here or send me a email, hashtag replay, and you will get a copy of, somebody will get a copy of that book. For anybody that's live, you will get a copy of that book, but I am going to, I'll pin the homework piece for the day so you can see it, and I will write the questions out, but I'm going to tell you again what they are. How can I improve the situation? What can I be grateful for? What is great in my life right now? What could I be happy about right now if I wanted to? Is this still important in 10 years? What is great about this challenge and how can I use it to learn from? That is one question. And what can I do to make things better? So again, I'm doing 2 draws, a live and a replay. For those that send me the answers to all 7 questions, you can either DM me for the live, you can DM me, or you can post it in the group. All 7 questions, I will shuffle through them and pick one. Actually, I'll probably have my husband pick one. Then if you're doing the replay, same thing. I will put your name in a draw and draw one out. I'll do the same for both. How about that? Name in a hat and draw both. So the replay, I am going to leave open. I'm going to leave open and leave it at that and see who gets back to me on the replay. I will probably do a draw within the week or 2 by the end of August. How about that? So today, let's leave this one up until today. Today, and I might throw in a special gift in there. I might throw in, I'm not going to tell you, but you're going to get a special gift for the live. And then the replay, we're going to leave till August 31st. Okay? So get your submissions in to me right away. I'm very happy for those that are catching the audio or the replay. Again, you can email me or DM me, sonyajanisse@gmail.com. All right, guys, I love you so much. Thank you for being a part of this amazing journey, and make today full of magic and miracles. What do you think, guys? Was that just as awesome as a regular recording? I love the interaction that people give me in this space. And I encourage you to pop in, as I'd mentioned, to see about that space yourself. Because it's so true. What you focus on expands. And when that expands, your realities become true. I forgot to mention what I was going to mention for me is I actually dress for success. I do my hair. If you saw me right now, I was playing with my hair quite a bit because the camera was reversed. But I like to get dressed for the day. Do my hair, makeup. Because the future version of me, the CEO version of me, she looks fantastic all the time. That's what I do. That's how I put on my magic of the day. Okay, thank you so much for being a part of today's episode. If you have any questions or any way I can support you, please reach out. And I will be updating the show notes as well. Talk soon.